somehow prayed that the Lord, I had something he wanted me to say, that I would say it regardless of whether I'd planned it or not. Well, I didn't plan this part until this morning. There might be more come. But again, as we look about in the world we live in, I think it's important, you know, to put the rubber to the road. You know, that our Christian life as it reacts to the world about us in accordance with God's word. And I took that down first, put it in that box. Forgot to put it back out. Okay, there we go. All the insanity going on in the world about us today, and I think it's important what I do. Y'all wait. I had my thoughts and I printed, wrote something down, printed them out, and then I had more to add to them. And I had to bring it out there. So there you go. Okay. You know, you read the Bible, and you won't be surprised that there's going to come wars, famine, pestilence, death. Yeah, that kind of describes the last couple of years, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. And we trust God. He's a sovereign God. But we're not to be presumptuous. We're called about to prepare ourselves, prepare our families, prepare our loved ones for what's to come. We shouldn't be shocked at those things. The Bible tells us about it. And then we watch those idiots in Washington, and, well, they fly over to Romania, was it, to say it, that, you know, we're going to have food shortages. You know, the president of this country said he's not averse to starving you to death to beat Putin over the head. What? When the president of the United States, and I don't have respect for that office or that government, and you can say shame on me if you want to, but I don't. But when the president of the United States, and we do live under that political entity, tells you there's going to be food shortages, you better believe there's going to be food shortages. And Lord knows we're not any of us prepared as we ought to be. And Lord knows, as we've had our Free Florida First meetings and the meetings of the church, you know, and Diana get up here telling people to prepare and to store and to have things. I hope you have. It's still not too late, probably. Not quite. It's going to become more difficult as time comes on. But you need to prepare for famine, for food shortages. It's already happening, and it's only going to get worse. You need to prepare for collapsed economies. The fiat U.S. American dollar is fastly approaching its intrinsic value, which is zero. It's a piece of paper. Best prepare for those things. And I just wanted to plant a word this morning. I felt I needed to say a little bit about that. And again, persecution of the Lord's people. Those who dare speak out. Like I said, that brother Pawlowski in Canada. been in prison several times just for speaking out against the COVID insanity. I guess I shouldn't feel bad that I'm constantly in what they call Facebook jail or banned. I got banned again this week. I got banned for a little while, a week before, and I put in an appeal, and they said, oh, yeah, we made a mistake. I thought, wow, okay. But that didn't last for a day or two. Now I'm under 30 days again. I don't know if they ever give you more. They give me like 90 days for my posts are going to be moved lower, whatever that means. And now I can't post or do anything. Thankfully, we can broadcast through Diane's Facebook. But time's coming. You know, they're going to silence us.
Yeah.
But it's important to realize what's going on. And the scriptures talk about some of these things. I just wanted to share a couple verses to think on. Many of them from the Proverbs. God's wisdom's communicated to us there through Solomon. It was called the wisest man, and yet he had his own failings, some big-time ones. He failed to heed the word of God as it was written through him. God's word, already settled in heaven, inspired, theopneustos, God breathed. The word of God, Solomon wrote it down, but he didn't always heed it. And he paid the price. In Proverbs 6, a familiar passage to us, one that's very appropriate, I think, Proverbs 6 and verse 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Now, people want something for nothing nowadays. Paul wrote and said, if folks don't work, they shouldn't eat. Well, that's not very Christ-like. Well, you know, that's from the Bible.
Right.
That was Jesus Christ inspiring the Apostle Paul to write down those very words, which are the Word of God. If they don't work, they shouldn't eat. That's a good part of what our problems are. Everybody's paying to feed those people. That won't work. And you can't create money out of thin air, though some folks think you can, but it comes back and bites you someplace. Go to the ant, thou sluggard! Consider her ways and be wise. Having no guide, overseer, or ruler. Someday I have to expand on this. So that could be, you know, an argument for what is properly called anarchy. Not the things that TV calls anarchy and the government calls anarchy. Anarchy is not a lack of rules. It's a lack of rulers. I'm a grown man. I don't need somebody in Washington telling me what's good for me, that I need to get a jab in my arm. Who, having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. You know, the ant prepares. Reminds you of the story, perhaps, of Joseph. The Lord used him when he was in servitude, basically, though he rose to a place of prominence, was virtually a prince in Egypt, to prepare for the famine that was to come. Joseph interpreted the Pharaoh's dream, and he was put in a place of prominence, and Joseph put away for 7 years of plenty for the 7 years of famine that were to come. And through that, God used him to preserve Joseph's family in Israel. Provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. Now's the time to prepare. You know, probably it was before now, but now, if not now, if not before, now. Soon there won't be things out there to buy. Diane, we get stuff from Acer, which is like bulk stuff that they bring in a truck, and we got to meet them in the parking lot at Target and unload it and take it home. Last time, she couldn't get bulk wheat. This time, she can't get bulk wheat. You know, when push comes to shove, you got bulk wheat. You can grind it, make your own bread. But if you don't have the bulk wheat, you can't grind it. And you can't make your own bread. And the nice little loaves won't be out there in Winn-Dixie. In fact, earlier on, even in this insane pandemic thing, there were a couple times you go to Winn-Dixie and there wasn't any bread on the shelf. I don't know why it's always the first thing to go. People think if I got a loaf of wholesome bread, I'm going to be okay. I still make wholesome. That used to smell so good passing the wholesome bakery there on US 1 on the way to Miami. But anyway, provideth her meat in the summer, gathereth her food in the harvest. You know, the ant prepares, plans ahead. Folks today, most of them, they live for the moment. They live for the instant. They can't even think, you know, a little bit ahead. Ant didn't need anybody to tell it that it needs to do that. Joseph prepared for 7 years of famine. God gave Pharaoh a dream, gave Joseph the interpretation. Yeah, but you know, God gave me some things in this book too. I know hard times are coming. Again, the book of Proverbs, along the same lines. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. Yeah. He thinks ahead. A prudent man, a man who's wise, who thinks about things, who considers things. The prudent man foreseeth the evil, hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. You know, the folks tell me, how many times have I had folks tell me, well, things have always worked out. And they tell me about the market and whatever. Well, the market has always went up, you know. Or the housing market. The housing market's always went up and up and up, except when it doesn't. The prudent man sees what's happening. He sees the storm clouds. Scriptures talk about that on the horizon. Just starts out the size of a man's fist, and then we've all experienced that kind of thing in the physical realm. It's coming to us. In the financial and governmental realm. Another verse, very much similar, down a couple chapters down in the Proverbs. Proverbs 27, verse 12. The prudent see danger and take cover. And it's not, doesn't just speak to hiding. It speaks of taking preparation, preparing yourself. The prudent seeth danger and taketh cover. But the simple keep going and pay the penalty. But the simple man passeth on, we're told in Proverbs 22, and are punished. You know, folks, just they're fat, dumb, and happy. Uncle Sam's going to take care of me, right? Uncle Sam's always said, it's the government's job to take care of me, make sure but nothing bad ever happens. The prophet Ezekiel writes in Ezekiel 38 and verse 7, be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. Well, I'm going to get into that a little bit more as we go on. But again, you see what? It's not just you. God brought us to the kingdom for a time such as this. He gave us places, like he gave Joseph a place of responsibility. He gives us places of responsibility and accountability. Ezekiel says, be thou prepared and prepare thyself. That's how where you got to start. And all thy company that are assembled unto thee. Not much of a preacher. Not much of a leader. But the Lord's put me here right now. And I would be derelict if I didn't speak about these things. It's like, you know, Ezekiel talks about being the watchman. My name, Gregory, means vigilant one, the watching one. Did you know that? I had to look that up. I remember that from way back when sometime. So, the watchman, you know. I asked my mom when she was here where that name, how come I got called Gregory? She wasn't sure. My dad, she thought. She knew there was like Gregory Peck and stuff. I hope it wasn't that. But anyway, regardless. We're all called to be a watchman. We're all placed in positions of response. Be thou prepared. Prepare thyself, thou and all the company that are assembled with thee. And be thou a guard unto them. You have accountability and responsibility to others. Every one of us. Someone we can influence, someone we can protect, someone we can guide. Be thou a guard unto them. I like, you know, Reagan went off to tactical response. Is it because Reagan's just scared for himself? No, I think he cares about other people. Now, people like us that do that, they think we don't care about nobody. We're just bloodthirsty killers. Well, it's just the opposite. Just the opposite. I'll skip ahead to where I was going. I just go where Paul, of course, writes to Timothy. We've talked about this before, too. Timothy, a young pastor at the church at Ephesus. In 1 Timothy 5:8, protege of Paul. He says, but if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Hey, Timothy, if a man doesn't provide for his own, particularly for those of us, he's worse than an infidel. Well, I've seen people get all spiritual. Diane can remember when I was off at one of the cemeteries I was at, and the fella there was like, well, derelict, I guess is a good word. But he was like, I don't have to worry. God's going to take care of my family. No, God put you there to take care of your family. You know, I'm going to go, you know, I'll go to the cemetery and God will take care of my family. I don't think he's read the Bible. Doesn't say God will take care of your family if you don't. Or God will take care of your family if you think you got something more important to do. Something better to do. Paul said, if any provide not for his own, especially those of his own house, he denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Not only a disbeliever, but one who opposes the faith. Some words to think about when we look at what's coming down the pike. And yeah, I trust God. I'm not worried. I'm not fretting. But we're not to be presumptuous. Like when Satan tempted the Lord, he said, hey, jump off the top of the temple here. His angels will come pick you up. The Lord said, you're not to tempt the Lord your God. You trust God, but you do your duty. You do what you're called to do. Again, to Ezekiel, be thou a guard unto them. That's pretty sobering things. That's pretty heavy stuff. That's why we're here. It's like, what? You mean we're not here to eat, drink, and be merry? We're not here to have fun? Oh, we're here to obey God. And to carry out our charges and duty to Him and to those whom God's entrusted to us. Be thou prepared, prepare thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. And yet, the blind are just going, listening to... Well, I saw it. The ratings for CNN's went up. They've fallen through the holes during the pandemic and all that. And now, you know, we've got a war. Yeah, buddy. That'll sell the news. And everybody's listening to CNN. And some folks who I would have thought had learned, who seemed to have understood some things about the lies that the government and the media and all were telling us about the COVID, they're eating up every word from these same liars about what's happening in the Ukraine. Every word of it. And believe it, like it's the gospel. That same guy that you said was a liar and a charlatan last week, now he's got the inside scoop. Beware. Beware. They're still lying, and they're still deceiving. Proverbs 1:22. Maybe I already read this, I can't remember now. But he said, how long, oh simple ones, will you love your simple ways? How long are you going to keep on like that? How long can they continue on and not wake up? Well, I know this. I can't wake them up. Sometimes I try. Sometimes I can't help but try. Sometimes, yeah, it's kind of my duty to try, but I know I can't wake them up. God has to do that. I can't save anybody. I can't convince anybody to get saved. I hate that terminology. They'll just continue on. My duty, though, is to be a guard, to be a watchman. God tells Ezekiel, I don't turn to it, but, you know, that you're the watchman. You stand up there. You see what's coming. And you yell out to the people that's happening. And if they don't listen to it, it's on them. Sure. You're up there watching, and you're watching, and you see the bad guys coming, you see the evil coming, and you don't say nothing. Then it's all on you. I don't have magic words. I can't change minds. I can't open hearts. I can't open eyes. But I can proclaim. It's almost pretty evident. You know? How can you not see this? But they don't. They're blinded. I was reading, just scanning through a magazine I get from a Jewish fellow. Lord saved him, and he's not like a lot of these Messianic Jew kind of guys and stuff, but he's talking about the blindness of Israel. And I do believe God's not done with Israel. I do believe their government's just as bad as ours, though. Now, you know, say, oh, we're going to support you. I think you don't want to be supporting some of that stuff. But, you know, I'll watch it. And I know God's going to work something there. But I don't think I want to get elbow deep in it. I wish them good. I can pray for them. Anyway, he wrote about, you know, when's God going to open the eyes of Israel? I don't know. God's going to do it. I can't do it, but I'm still to proclaim the truth. When's God going to open somebody's eyes? When's God going to say something? I don't know. I trust him. And as Brother Hal often alludes in his prayers, we know he's going to save all those that are Christ. Christ did not die for one in vain. There's not one that Christ died for that'll perish and go to hell. Oh, now the world don't like that. They're like that song I sang that, you know, want to speak against their creator and say, you're not fair. Everybody should get a chance. Chance has got nothing to do with it. And if it did, I would be condemned forever and ever. Had nothing to do with chance or choice. It had to do with his sovereign decree. The only choice that mattered was his choice. It was made before I was born. But it'll be manifested in time. He will, those that are his, he will open their eyes. But in Proverbs, Solomon, under the inspiration of the Spirit, is like, oh, how long, simple ones, will you love your simple ways? How long can you go on like that? You can try to talk people, whether it's be maybe in a classroom, you know, or if I'm out at the range, or other places, or even family, you know, and it's like, okay, I'll be like that, the watchman, Ezekiel, up on the wall. And I see it coming. I better tell folks I see it coming. I can't make them listen. I can't make them act. But now it's on them. Like Brother Schultz used to always say, too late, you done heard it. You know? So I pray the Lord give us strength and wisdom, discernment. You know, we've tried over the years, but I'm not prepared like I think I ought to be. But I keep plugging along. We keep plugging along. And you need to be plugging along, folks. And you need to understand the priorities. Because a lot of this other stuff, pretty soon it's going to mean nothing. I mean nothing. You're not going to have the gas to go anywhere. Yeah, while I can, I like still enjoy going out and ran a match yesterday and shooting a match. Yeah, okay. But time's coming. You're not going to have the gas to do that. And what's worse, they're not going to have the diesel to bring the food to you. Do people understand that? They just don't get it. I mean, why do I care, you know? If the farmers can, you know, plow their fields, I get my food at the grocery store. You know? I've seen people say that. I guess it's true that they really said those kind of things. Or somebody was railing against the hunters and killing animals, and I get my meat from the store. You know? Oh, I'm better than them. Just may the Lord give us wisdom and discernment. May he open our eyes. May he give us the grace to carry out our duty. Be thou prepared. Prepare thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee. And be thou a guard unto them. Yes, not easy work. But his grace is sufficient. Okay, I ramble on for the whole time today. But we'll get back to where we were last week, if I can remember where that was. Yeah, well, We'll take our hymnals and we'll sing a closing hymn, number 72. And here's our assurance, here's our trust. I know that my Redeemer liveth. If you like, you can stand as we sing this out today. I was reading a fellow today, or yesterday, one preacher, talking about how he prepares his sermons and all this stuff. And he said, Spurgeon didn't pick his topic or his passage until the night before. Well, he said, but I'm not a Spurgeon. Neither am I. But I still do that sometimes. But it shows that I'm not a Spurgeon. But the Lord, I think, can use all of that. Number 72.
I know that my Redeemer lives, and on the earth
again shall stand.
I know eternal life He giveth, that grace and power are in His hand.
I know
that Jesus lives. And on the earth again shall stand.
I know
that life He gives, that grace and power are in His hand. I know His promise never fails, if the word He speaks, it cannot die.
Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day and the privilege to gather as Your people. Father, we thank You for Your word. Lord, we thank You for the responsibilities that You give each of us. Lord, the calls to be watchmen, guards, to prepare, not just for ourselves, but for our family, our kith and kin, our people. Lord, help us to be faithful in proclaiming Your truths as You've allowed us to discern them. And Lord, not to be discouraged as the sluggard continues on, as the simple ones fail to heed. Lord, we know, but there we go before Your grace. Lord, we pray that You might be pleased to open eyes and hearts and ears. Lord, we pray that You might prepare those who are truly Yours for those things that are about to come upon us. Or by your grace, help us to be faithful. And again, Lord, we pray not simply for ourselves. We think much of those young folks, young families. Father, we know that you have a cause and a purpose. That you've called them as well to the kingdom for a time such as this. Father, help us all to be faithful as we go about this week. Thank you, Lord, that you loved your people with an everlasting love. That our Savior made the full atonement. And that we can rest in him. And we pray in his name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.